July the 7th. My dearest Barbara Alexeyevna, so much for yesterday. Yes, dearest, we have both been caught playing the fool, for I have become thoroughly bitten with the actress of whom I spoke. Last night I listened to her with all my ears, although, strangely enough, it was practically my first sight of her, seeing that only once before had I been to the theatre. In those days I lived cheek by jowl with a party of five young men, a most noisy crew, and one night I accompanied them, willy-nilly, to the theatre, though I held myself decently aloof from their doings, and only assisted them for company's sake. How those fellows talked to me of this actress! Every night when the theatre was open, the entire band of them, they always seemed to possess the requisite money, would betake themselves to that place of entertainment, where they ascended to the gallery, and clapped their hands, and repeatedly recalled the actress in question. In fact, they went simply mad over her. Even after we had returned home, they would give me no rest, but would go on talking about her all night, and calling her their Glasha, and declaring themselves to be in love with the canary bird of their hearts. My defenceless self, too, they would plague about the woman, for I was as young as they. What a figure I must have cut with them on the fourth tier of the gallery! Yet I never got a sight of more than just a corner of the curtain, but had to content myself with listening. She had a fine, resounding, mellow voice like a nightingale's, and we, all of us, used to clap our hands loudly and to shout at the top of our lungs. In short, we came very near to being ejected. On the first occasion, I went home walking as in a mist, with a single rouble left in my pocket, and an interval of 10 clear days confronting me before next payday. Yet what think you, dearest? The very next day, before going to work, I called at a French perfumer's and spent my whole remaining capital on some eau de cologne and scented soap. Why I did so I do not know. Nor did I dine at home that day, but kept walking and walking past her windows. She lived in a fourth-story flat on the Nevsky Prospect. At length I returned to my own lodging, but only to rest a short hour before again setting off to the Nevsky Prospect and resuming my vigil before her windows. For a month and a half I kept this up, dangling in her train. Sometimes I would hire cabs and discharge them in view of her abode, until at length I had entirely ruined myself and got into debt. Then I fell out of love with her. I grew weary of the pursuit. You see, therefore, to what depths an actress can reduce a decent man. In those days I was young. Yes, in those days I was very young. M.D.